meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I want to be the first to welcome you to the month of May. And it's a great month. Paul's raising his hand. I told you yesterday, a lot of great people. He's another one of those great people born in the month of May. And so we want to welcome you today. We're welcoming you to May as we're saying goodbye to the end of this work week. And so I pray that you are having a great, great day. And I want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete. 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. If you have any block or concrete work that you need to have completed, give them a call and see if you can't get with them and arrange a time. I know that everything that has gone on with this economic shutdown has really messed with a lot of timelines. And so give Greg a call, 321-536-5804, and see if you can't work out a time and get them to come out and take a look at your project and see if you can't come to an understanding. And I know that they will do a wonderful job for you. They've done a wonderful job for us, and we'll do for you as well. 321-536-5804. We're going to take you to the book of Proverbs. I want to encourage you, continue to be on the lookout for our Facebook announcements and our website, meritassembly.com, where we will keep you posted on the changing dynamics of what we can do, what we can't do, when we can do it, and all of that sort of stuff. And I will tell you my understanding, and that is this. I'm a man under authority, Romans chapter 13. And so we are trying very hard to operate within the parameters that have been established and do so in a manner that is going to glorify God. We're here to be part of the solution, not to be part of the problem. And so if you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and be a part. Let me tell you how you can find our services. They're live streamed on Facebook Sunday mornings at 10:30. There's also a video that my daughter does shortly after 10 o'clock, somewhere in there, with announcements. Those have been very short because there's not been much to announce. But we do 10:30 till about noon is when our service is live streamed, and then we live stream on Wednesday nights, and it also we post our videos to YouTube. And if you would like to go and see one of our services, it's different now preaching where most of the people are not in the room. Most of the people are outside. With that being said, one of these days we're going to be able to meet in person at 165 North Grove Street, and we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. If we can be a blessing to you, let us know, and we will do our very, very best to help you in your journey with God. So YouTube, Facebook, and meritassembly.com, those are the best ways to stay up to date on what all is going on at the church. So let me take you to Proverbs chapter 2 today, verse number 10. Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 10. And it says, "When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. To deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her word, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the earth and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. So wisdom is a gift from God that he intends for us to receive into our heart. And that wisdom is going to lead us to knowledge. It's going to lead us to understanding. And God is going to use all of those things, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discretion, as tools or as process that is going to lead to deliverance. Okay? Now, most of the time, if we think of a package being delivered, it is delivered from, it's delivered to. It is delivered via an agent, you know, who picks it up, who hands it off to a partner, and eventually it makes its way to our door. This is, there's also the aspect of, you know, well, God delivers me because he comes and he rides to the rescue and all of, but this is a path of deliverance that says God's going to do a work inside of me and inside of you to such an extent that we're going to be delivered from the temptation, from the pit, from the consequence. We're going to be delivered because God's going to give us wisdom on the front side. I've told people that one of my favorite years of pastoring was a year where God spoke to me and said, you know, I can give you the provision for the projects that I lay on your heart. I can give that provision to you in advance just as easily as I can give it to you on the backside, and, you know, after the project is done. You see, our path used to be that we would start these projects at the beginning of the year. We don't do projects at during the holidays. That's just not smart. That's wisdom I learned along the way. You know, so if you've got a project to do, you do that during some of those more decompressed time frames. And so we would start and we would do things. And because the church was in a desperate financial situation when we came, we pay for everything on a cash basis. So if we put it on a credit card, we pay that credit card when it comes due. But we don't want to owe anybody anything. And so with that amount of wisdom, we would wait, we'd have the cash, we would pay for it, and then we would swim all year trying to get back to break even. And God said, you know, I can provide for that in advance. And he did. And it was like, this is so much better. This is so much easier on the pastor. And so I look at wisdom as the same, in the same manner. God giving us the wisdom to avoid the problem is so much better than encountering the problem, being devastated by the problem, and needing someone to come and rescue us, heal us, and reestablish us as best we can. Wisdom is invaluable. I hope that when you listen at church, you're not listening just for entertainment value, but you're listening for impartation of spiritual truth, that things that you're going to be able to apply in your life. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not just about going to heaven. It is about the highest quality of life here on earth as well. And so when wisdom enters your heart, knowledge, discretion, understanding, It says it will be, it'll enter your heart. It will be pleasant to your soul and preserve and will keep you. When was the last time you thought of church in this mindset? Man, it is such a joy to be able to go to the house of God. I will tell you that over the weeks that that we've been social distancing, that one of the greatest realizations that people had is how much we mean to one another. Now, we don't have huge family dynamics. The only family member that I have that attends Merit Assembly of God is my wife and my daughter. And she's an invaluable blessing to the church. But our church family is like family. They are precious to us. We miss them. And we look forward to seeing them. And what I've discovered is they felt the same way about us. And so going to church is not, I pray that in 2020 church moves beyond a have to a get to. That it's a privilege to, that it is pleasant to go. And so it says here that wisdom, the knowledge, the discretion, the understanding, all of those things, God is going to use that as a process to deliver you from the way of evil. So all of this started with the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, deliver us from the evil one. And one of the answers to that prayer is the wisdom that flows from heaven to the saints of God. So we need to refamiliarize ourselves with the Word of God. You know, one of the most disturbing things that I hear when I'm in communication with believers is when they espouse beliefs that aren't found in the Word of God. They're espoused on television programs. They're accepted in the general aspects of society, but they're rejected by the Word of God. And that's disturbing, because when I first got into youth ministry, there was a person that was leading a cult. And what we youth pastors were told was this, that the number one recruiting field that this particular cult had, that they went to try and convince people to join them, was Christians who didn't know the Word of God. And so these people would come and they would twist and contort and distort the Word of God. And the next thing you know, these people are believing a complete and total lie because they didn't know the Word of God. Discipleship, I understand that for some people that is a word that comes with some negative connotations because some people in the area abused it 50 years ago. It's still a biblical word. It is still a good word. Just because a person abused it doesn't invalidate the truth of discipleship for the contemporary church. If you know, you say, well, you can't use that word because somebody else corrupted it, then I want to encourage you to send all your money to Merit Assembly of God, because there are people who have counterfeited it. There are people who have been greedy of it. There have been people who manipulated it. And so you can't use that money because other people have abused that process. So you just send all that money to us and we will put it to use for the kingdom of God. You see, all of a sudden that line of logic breaks down. So falling in love with the Word of God prevents abuses. It delivers us from abuse of the Word. It delivers us from the temptations that the enemy would try and bring into our life. It says, wisdom, knowledge, discretion, understanding will deliver you from the way of evil and will deliver you from the man who speaks perverse things. Okay? So if you and I were graphing this particular verse or a series of verses, this flow of thought, you could say to deliver you, and then the first from is from the way of evil. There's another word or another mention of the word from in verse number 12, the second part of the verse, and it is from the man who speaks for perverse things. There's another one from those who leave the paths of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, and who so there's a who in 12b, a who in 13a, and a who in 14a, and in 15b. And so that's where this flow of thought is going to go. From the man who speaks perverse things. People who are very articulate, I don't consider myself especially articulate. I find myself making a lot of verbal stumbles and disconnects between what I want to say in my mind and the words that actually come out of my mouth. I don't consider myself particularly eloquent, as I just used that word and stumbled on it. There are people who are masters of language who will use verbiage in such a manner that they will take one thing that is not good, not wholesome, not to be sought after, and they will distort the presentation of it to make it to where those things that are good are to be rejected and those things that are evil are to be embraced. We live in a day and time right now where evil is called good, good is called evil, right is called wrong, and wrong is called right. And how dare you try and redefine it back to its original intent? And all of that is because there are people who are messengers of perversity. That means that what they speak is not straight. They don't shoot straight with you. They're not honest with you. They have to tell you one thing, because if they told you the other thing, you wouldn't believe them. I can think of several things that I have heard from government officials through the years where they said one thing and they actually meant exactly the opposite. And I don't know about you, but I get tired of that. Perverse simply means something that's not straight. It's crooked. I was looking at something the other day. It's a metal rod. It's supposed to be straight. It's crooked as a snake. It's crooked as a snake. If you ever pulled that thing out of the channel that it's in, you would probably have an extremely difficult time getting it back in. It is just perverse. The Bible says, "Can that which is crooked be made straight?" Well, I've got good news for you. With God, the answer is yes. Your life may have been like Jacob's, where you used words to manipulate your way through circumstances, and you thought that gift was always going to serve you well until you came face to face with God, and God said, "No, I know the truth, and I want you to be a messenger of the truth." And now God is saying, I can change your heart. I can change the way that you process thought and change the way that you look at people, so they are not your next victim, but they are your next blessing. They are the people that you are going to bless with the communication of truth. God protect us from people who will use language to try and do us harm instead of do us good. God will use wisdom and knowledge and discretion and understanding to deliver us from those who leave the paths of uprightness. Okay? Now, there is a huge truth. So I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm in our seventh year of broadcasting here on WMIE. And I hope you know that I love you. and then I'm going to tell you the truth. There are there's a large percentage of people who listen that used to be in church that aren't in church anymore. Okay, now that's I encourage everyone to find, you know, it's a Brevard County is a long county. Not everybody's going to drive from Mims to come to church at Merit Assembly of God. Not everybody's going to drive from Palm Bay to come to Merit Assembly of God. I know some people drive a long way. I heard of a person one time, they drove from a family. They drove from Miami every week to attend a church in Volusia County. It's like, that is a long way. There's God better be in that, because you're putting some miles on your car. There are a lot of churches. You need to be in a Bible preaching church. But this does not talk about people who were just in church, who are no longer in church. This is talking about God deliver us from people who have left the path of uprightness or left the path of righteousness. Not all roads lead to heaven. There is a straight and a narrow path that leads to life, and there is a broad path that leads to destruction. You need to know which path you're on, because the one, if you have the group mindset, the herd mindset, that says, you know, everybody must be going in the right direction, you could be headed to the slaughterhouse instead of the being gathered into the presence of Jesus forever. God, give us wisdom, give us knowledge and discretion and understanding to deliver us from people who live their life in an unrighteous manner instead of a righteous manner. If other people are trying to get you to sin, if other people are trying to get you to live in a manner that God does not approve of, it's not going to end well. You need to pray, God, give me wisdom so that I am delivered from this predicament that I am. From those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Okay? The Bible says, what fellowship does darkness have with light? And I will tell you this. Light always causes the darkness to flee. It is just the way that it is. Darkness is a place that is void of light. And so you and I, we need to be thankful for the light, the illumination, the revelation that God has given to us, so that we walk in that manner. There's a couple of more things that are here that are described about in this first section, that God gives us wisdom and knowledge and discretion and understanding to deliver from. Excuse me. There are people who actually rejoice in doing evil, and they delight in the perversity of the wicked. They take pleasure in it. The Bible talks about they not only do things that shouldn't be done, but they boast about it. They celebrate it. We have never, as a global community, celebrated unrighteousness and wickedness the way that this current society does. And we're not talking a little bit. We're talking about on a global scale. People who say, well, we can't have any strings attached, need to amend that statement, because they say, unless we are trying to compel you to do the same sort of ungodly behavior that we have practiced going on. So there are people who have no problem giving funds away, as long as you're going to use it to kill unborn babies. There are people who have no problem giving things away as long as you are going to support principles that are in contradiction to the Word of God. And you know what? Every once in a while, you will find a country that will stand up and say, you can keep your money. We are going to keep the principles that we see in the Word of God. And so there are people who rejoice in doing things they shouldn't. They're not good things. They're evil things. They delight in the perversity of the wicked. Their ways are crooked and are hurt, and who are devious in their paths. None of that is good. We need deliverance from all of those things. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the way of evil. I don't want to be conned by people who use words to deceive me. I don't want to leave the path of uprightness. Let me give you a little bit of a picture into my life. I was the type of kid that learned very early that I didn't want to get in trouble. Getting in trouble was painful. It caused me discomfort. And on top of that, I didn't like to be the type of child that brought disappointment to my parents. That was a grievous thing for me. I didn't want to go and do some of the things that other people did because I knew that it was going to bring heartache and suffering. God had given me enough understanding to say, you know what? I'm going to stay on this path. I'm not so concerned about whether anybody makes fun of me because this is the path I'm on, but I don't want to end up in a place that nobody else is going to want to end up in either. May God deliver you, and I pray that he will birth a desire for the wisdom of his word and give us understanding so that you and I, we will both be delivered from the way of evil, from people who speak perverse things, delivered from people who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, be delivered from people who rejoice in doing evil, rejoice in or delight in perversity, and whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths. May God deliver you this weekend so that you make good, godly decisions. God bless you. We'll be back here Monday morning, 8:30.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow.